I read for you again these words. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So far, the reading of the text. Dearly beloved in Christ, the Good Shepherd and only Savior of the world. There is no doubt that we live in a world of turmoil and danger. We are continually harassed and helpless against the never-ending stream of news about COVID-19, protests, riots, violence, destruction, and more that assaults us almost every waking moment. And then there are the threats closer to home. Health concerns, our own, and the health of our loved ones. Financial concerns, the overwhelming amount of stuff we have, a lack of necessities, the welfare of our children, and more. And that doesn't even touch upon the great temptations to ignore our shepherd's voice, run away from him, and be in true peril of body and soul. Thanks be to God that for such a day as this, we have the shepherd we so desperately need. For as Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction, he was simply being the shepherd they needed. In his preaching, teaching, and healing, he was seeking the lost, the harassed, the helpless, and leading them to green pastures and beside still waters. And while Jesus did heal many of their diseases and afflictions, his primary task at this point was his preaching and teaching. He continually called people to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. That is, the kingdom of God was present in him. He continually called people to trust in him for forgiveness and salvation, and his healings were but evidence that he was the very Son of God who had come to save them. Furthermore, his compassion was so deep that he would even die for them. Rather than leave them to suffer the pangs of sin and death and eternal torment themselves, he took their place and yours on the spit of the cross. There, he suffered the full heat of God's wrath towards sin. The shepherd himself was offered as the sacrificial lamb without spot or blemish. Then, having atoned for the sins of the world, he would rise from the dead and ascend into heaven, where he continues to shepherd his flock. And he did all this while we were still weak, ungodly, sinners, enemies of God. He didn't wait for us to make the first move, for like Adam, we wouldn't and couldn't. We would hide, living in fear that we might be found out and punished. It is for people like us, rotten sinners, that the Father sent His dear Son to bear our sin, be our Savior, and reconcile us to God. Jesus did everything to set things right between us and God. And that includes providing shepherds for His people. That's why He instructed His disciples to pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. And then, in answer to that prayer, He sent them out and equipped them with all that they needed. He gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction and to proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. As He did, so His apostles would do. They would go in His name and with His full authority. They would preach what He preached. They would do what He did. The miracles that they would do would show that they truly were His sent shepherds. The miracles would verify and authenticate the very message they proclaimed. They would continue Jesus' work, or rather, He would continue to do His saving work through them. So the work of the apostles was essentially the same as that of Jesus. No, not in going to the cross and dying for the sins of the world, but in their preaching, their teaching, their healing. And so Jesus would continue to seek the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Thus Jesus would later seek the lost sheep of the Gentiles. And so it continues today. Almighty God continues to answer the prayer to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into His harvest field. He continues to train and equip shepherds, pastors, who are then sent into the fields, white or ripe, unto harvest. They are to do what He has given them to do, preach, teach, and heal, though not exactly as the apostles did. The message is certainly the same. They call people to repent of their sins. They teach all things that Jesus had taught. They continually point people to Jesus as the good shepherd and the only Savior of the world. They preach that the kingdom of God is at hand in Christ Jesus. And the authority to heal is that of forgiving sins in the stead and by the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. Such authority is grounded not in the person of the pastor, but in the office into which Christ has placed him. For the pastoral office is that of Christ shepherding the sheep of His flock. Now, we do need to be very clear about this. The pastoral office, The office of the sent shepherds is grounded in Christ and his office as the good shepherd. Indeed, the men so sent are nothing in and of themselves. They are also sinners for whom Christ suffered, died, and rose again. That's why Matthew records the list of those apostles sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. There was nothing about them or in them to commend them. They had nothing of which to boast other than the one who called them and sent them. Indeed, Peter was impetuous and later denied his Lord Jesus. James and John, the sons of thunder, were glory-seeking, hot-headed, and too eager to call down God's wrath. Matthew had been a tax collector. And even Judas, who would later betray Jesus, was sent out as one of those apostles at this point. No, there was certainly nothing in them to commend themselves to such an office. And yet, Christ had chosen them, called them, and given them all that they needed to do his work. And so it is today. All pastors are unworthy to be Christ's under-shepherds, but he has chosen them and called them and given them all the gifts they need to do his work. He has sent them to do that work so that his sheep would be led into heavenly pastures. And while they are worthy of their hire, they do not charge for the forgiveness of sins. For that forgiveness, earned by Christ on the cross, is given freely to them that they might give it freely to others. Forgiveness and eternal life is gift through and through, neither earned nor deserved by any of us. Yes, today we hear Jesus say, "Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And before we pray, he answers. He has compassion on us. As the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, so does he bring us to himself by the gospel and make of us a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And he does all this for us by our baptism into Christ. For all that the Lord has spoken, Christ has done for us. And having reconciled us to God, he doesn't leave us harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. He sends men with authority to heal every disease and every affliction by the forgiveness of sins. In their proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For where the gospel is, there is Jesus with comfort and strength for his sheep. Thus, he answers the very prayer he commands us to pray. To him, our good shepherd, the one full of compassion, our Savior, be all the glory now and forever. Amen.